The Warriors hosting the Clippers during a Saturday evening Chinese New Year celebration at Oracle Arena, and Stephen Curry electric with 9 three-pointers as he poured in a game-high 43 points to go with 9 rebounds and 6 assists. Kevin Durant had 23 points on the night with 3 trays to go with 7 assists, and defense creating offense for much of the evening is Draymond Green's energy on both ends of the floor, key bringing 2 blocks, 5 points, 5 assists, and 5 boards to the mix, while Klay Thompson added 16 points and a pair of trays as the Warriors explode for 45 points in the third quarter, Curry with 25 of those as they take down the Clippers, 144-98 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Steph.
I think it's just feeling comfortable with the lineups and feeling comfortable with KD. I think early in the season, Steph was really going out of his way to try to find KD, make him feel comfortable, get him shots. And I think he was almost worried that if he shot too much, maybe it would take away from Kevin. And I think that was part of the first half of the season for us as a staff, too, was understanding those dynamics. Not necessarily what plays we're going to run, but what combinations that we would play, but also how guys react out on the floor. And I think what Steph has realized is he can just go be himself and let it fly. He doesn't have to worry about Kevin or Klay or anybody else. We feed off of Steph's energy and his shooting. And Kevin is so unselfish. He had 11 shots tonight. He went 9 for 11. He could be upset. You know, some guys in his position would be upset. I only got 11 shots. I made 9 of them. But he loves it when Steph is scoring and shooting. And so I think just the overall dynamics within the team have been established. In the first half of the season, we were probably figuring some of that stuff out.
Did you ever have the conversation with Steph, say, shoot more, or is that just something he's figured out
as this has gone along? We talk all the time, and we did talk, maybe a month ago or so about kind of what I just mentioned. Like, hey, just, you know, when you're aggressive, the team loves it. You know, you don't need to cater to anybody. You don't need to make anyone feel comfortable. Kevin loves it here. He loves playing the way we do. There are going to be games where Kevin gets 25 shots. There's going to be games where he gets 11. Beautiful thing about Kevin is that he genuinely does not care, and he just wants to be part of something great. I think he was cheering louder than anybody when Steph was going nuts tonight. And so I think the just that fact has. Made Steph more comfortable. He understands now that he doesn't need to do anything other than just be himself.
Steve, you guys have won 8 in a row against the Clippers now, and I'm wondering, at what point, if at all, does a winning streak become a source of pride against another team?
I don't know. I mean, they're obviously a division rival, and you know, there was a playoff series with them a couple of years ago, and so there's a natural feeling of, you know, we want to beat these guys, so the first order of business in this league is to take care of your division. If you win your division, you're in pretty good shape, and so we've done well against them the last couple of years. We're well aware Chris Paul was not there tonight, and that changes everything, but we're just trying to keep going, win our division, and try to, you know, put ourselves in the best position possible going into the playoffs.
How much of your offense tonight do you think was set up by your defense? I mean, you had some really incredible plays, yeah. Particularly Draymond's block on right. Blake and dunk at the other end.
Yeah, I thought Draymond was tremendous tonight. I mean, his numbers aren't going to wow anybody, but, you know, he's plus 34. His defense was phenomenal, and I thought that block that he had on Blake in the first half was one of the key plays of the game, just to fuel us, and I think it led to his own dunk at the other end, and that really got the crowd in, and that's kind of when we broke the game open. But Draymond is phenomenal defensively every single night. That's what makes him special. He doesn't, you know, pick and choose. Doesn't matter if it's fourth and five nights. What he brings defensively is just amazing.
You guys had coming into this, getting back-to-back games. Was there even a thought of with sitting Steph and having him maybe sit out for one of these two games if he was even questionable in terms of his injury?
Well, I talked to the training staff before the game, and they assured me that he was fine, and he obviously was fine. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see how everybody pulls up tomorrow in Portland in terms of bumps and bruises, but it's a fine line between taking a rest and losing your rhythm, and I think Steph's in a good groove right now, and I think he wants to keep going, and so we'll take it game by game and just keep going.
Yeah, Steve, this is sort of non-basketball. Before the game, they asked you about Trump, and as a guy who's lived everywhere, particularly in the Middle East, are you cognizant that this was a Chinese night when they have these various international nights? You particularly, because of your travels and worldwide associations, these things mean a little more to you? I just wondered.
In terms of the celebrating Chinese New Year? I think one of the things I'm really proud of being part of the NBA is kind of the global dynamic we have. We have players from all over the world. We have fans all over the world. It really is a beautiful, inclusive game, and I think we all take a lot of pride in just the diversity of the NBA. I think Adam Silver does a fantastic job of not only talking about diversity and the globalization of the game, but really promoting it, and then walking the walk when things, aren't looking very equitable. And just look at the All-Star game and the move from Charlotte to New Orleans. So at a time when we're looking at a world that is changing before our eyes, it's wonderful to be a part of the NBA and to be part of the diversity and to celebrate the many different backgrounds of every player and fan that we have.
Steve, to see the third or fourth or maybe more straight game that you've gone McCaw in that rotation over Ian Clark, just what are you looking for with that, and do you think you're going to keep going with it?
Yeah, we're really trying to help Patrick along. He and Ian have both played very well this year. Ian has been great. He earned his minutes, early in the season. He outplayed Patrick, and I think now it's just a time where we're trying to get Patrick going. He's been good. There's going to be matchups down the road where it might be Ian, it might be Patrick, based on size, based on whatever we're seeing, and we want both of them to be ready. So it's a good time to really try to groom Pat, and Ian knows that. He's a pro. He's handling that really well, and we want to be able to count on both of them, and we're going to need to.
Steph Curry was mentioning maybe the first part of the season you were very conscious of getting the ball to Kevin, make sure Kevin got his shots, and maybe the last month or so it's been conscious almost on your point that you can go get your shot just like you've always gotten it. You didn't have to worry about Durant. Durant was going to be okay with that. He'll get his shots too. Has that been a conscious thought to you, and has that kind of opened up what we're seeing maybe the last couple of weeks with your shooting, with your scoring?
No, for sure. I gotta be aggressive, and that's the thing about us. We do have a lot of talent. There's a balance and act to it, but for me to initiate our offense with pick and rolls or whatever set, I got to be aggressive to look to score, to look to draw attention, and good things will happen out of that, knowing that we have so many other playmakers on the floor, and the rest will happen as well. So we continue to work on that balance as we've played pretty much since the Christmas Day game, and like the flow that we have, especially when we're playing defense at this level and turning that into easy offense along the way and executing in the half court as well.
Steph, when you hit a shot like that at the end of the first half. Is there a carryover effect for you in the third quarter? Does that give you more confidence going to the third quarter or anything?
We always – I've said this a couple of times. My coach at Davidson, Bob McKillop, always talked about Big Mo going into the half. If you can get a stop or get a, you know, a buzzer beater or a bucket down the stretch of the other of the quarter, it usually has a carryover effect for the team. You know, me personally, you see a shot like that go in, obviously you're thinking about it during halftime and come out, and I made my first shot out of in the third quarter, and that just continued, you know, the trend. So Big Mo going into half, and we were able to keep that energy as a group and have an amazing third quarter.
Steph, it's Chinese New Year night. You know, you had the first no-good shot. What did you find in the game?
Say that again?
What did you find in the game? It's Chinese New Year night, and you had the first no-good shot. Yeah.
It was a fun game, and the jerseys were amazing, and the energy in the arena was awesome, and I had some pretty cool shoes on, so it was great. Great year of the Rooster. Happy New Year to everybody. Xin Yi Kuai Le, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Steph, I know you don't concentrate too much on other teams, but given what LeBron's talked about and Cleveland's having some struggles now, and you hear maybe the Clippers talking about making a big move, a lot of that is perceived to be them looking at you guys. Do you think you are sending messages to these teams? Do you think there's a little bit of they got to react to what you're doing right now?
Doesn't matter, man. I mean, we had our ups. We've had our ups and downs. We've obviously turned it on the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. Clear focus just on us, and we obviously know the chatter that's going around the league and whatnot. But for us to have the maturity to not worry about that and just worry about how we're playing, and whoever's, you know, on the other side of the court, come game time every single night. That's all that we can control, and looking forward to the playoffs being at our best. So, you know, however teams want to get there, whoever we got to face, we'll be ready.
So now it will be a quick turnaround as the Warriors face the Trail Blazers in Portland on Sunday evening before returning back to the Bay Area as they will take on the Charlotte Hornets next Wednesday night here at home. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.